living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Okay, we're off into hour number two. Go to towardanarchy.com to follow along. Look for December 27th. I'm just here talking, wrapping up 2020, talking about vaccines and masks and COVID-19 driven tyranny. Some links I shared for you. Just make sure to like, share, follow, subscribe, do all those things. Just take a minute right now. Just take the it doesn't even take a minute unless you use an Xbox to watch all your stuff, which I do. My main entertainment center is controlled by Xbox One S, and so I have to power everything on and go through a bunch of menus to do, but I still do it. I make it a point to do it. Give that like, give that share, that follow, be sure to subscribe. And as always, just follow along because it's an interesting conversation that we have every week, even if it's just me talking to myself or you. When I say we, you and I, we do this thing together. I'm looking at the end of 2020, and I'm looking into 2021, and I'm just thinking, wow, where do we go? And I see not very good things, certainly for people who aren't paying attention. So they're not going to see things when they're right in front of them, and for people who are paying too much attention. You know what I mean? This is at that point where you have to just shut things off for a little while and just tune out for a little bit and clear your head and get back to what's important. Get back to the family, taking care of your mental health and your physical health, and doing these things to take your mind off of what's going on out there, the insanity of $600 politicized stimulus checks for months and months and months of government enforced lockdowns and shutdowns of businesses and economic activity across the board. But there is something that you can do, even if it is just that $600 stimulus check. You can buy a nice AR for $600. Just make sure you do some shopping. Make sure you talk to your friends who have one to make sure that you get the right components and you get the right ghost. There's no reason why you have to build one that has any numbers or anything on it anymore. Completely build that thing as a ghost. Or you can go to Home Depot and you can buy some rope and some 2x4s and some galvanized L angles and some bolts to hold those together, hold the wood and those angles together. And you buy yourself a nice plain sheet of metal and put a nice sharp edge on it and build yourself a guillotine for less than the $600. And well, we know what we use guillotines for, don't we? It's just one of many memes that I saw going around this week, offering suggestions of ways to fight tyranny with your $600 check. As some of them were more productive than others. I don't know about really spending $600 to build yourself a guillotine or to buy tar and feathers to tar and feather politicians with. Because, well, for so many reasons. One, you buy yourself a new gun. You buy yourself a nice new gun. I mean, you can buy a Glock if you want to buy a handgun. I mean, $600 will get you a Glock. especially if you know the right person at the right time. Yeah, there's nothing like buying electronic goods and firearms from crackheads and other people who have other fixes that will sell off things like that when it's time to get their fix. Hey, I admit it. I've sold a gun to pay for my comic book habit before. But then I supplied the habit and I turned around and I sold the comic book for a lot more and bought myself another gun. But that's that's just the way I do business. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. William Pitt the Younger said that. And he's absolutely right. And you can see it across the nation and around the world right now. It's necessary that we wear masks. It's necessary that we get a vaccine. It's necessary that we control travel. I so wish that let's see if I can pull it up again. I'll just go to CNN because it was literally the last thing I saw before I turned on the microphone today. And it was that we will not be able to travel without having the vaccine and having proof. And let's see if I can find it. I don't do CNN. It just sometimes their stories end up being fed to me. Let's see. If you want to travel next year, you may need a vaccine passport. Let's see. This was posted 9:12 a.m. this morning. Boy, why don't you load some more pop-ups and a few more advertisements and some more useless crap on the screen while you're at it. Please start the video by default, too, because that's exactly what I wanted to do when I go to reading articles, is fire up a video and play a commercial for a movie that I watched yesterday. Stupid website developers. Oh, God. And there's just this garbage ads across the side, just these clickbait crap. It's no wonder people run off to their own little corner of the internet to get away from who cares about all this crap that you just popped up on my screen. And now I can finally get to the story. Let's see. Coronavirus vaccines are starting to roll out in the U.S., several companies and technology groups have begun developing smartphone apps. I've been sharing some information about that with you all along. Did I mention how they decided that they didn't want to try to – they used the opportunity, they used COVID-19 as another opportunity to build a new database to track Americans instead of even updating their own. They said, no, we're not even going to bother adding the information that we take out of this. We're going to build a whole new medical database that can be shared all across the nation and around the world with the touch of a button. Let's see. So, yeah, several companies and technology groups have begun developing smartphone apps or systems for individuals to upload details of COVID-19 tests and vaccinations. Common Trust Network, initiative by Geneva-based nonprofit, the Commons Project, and the World Economic Forum has partnered with several airlines, including Cathay Pacific, JetBlue, Lufthansa, Swiss Airlines, United Airlines, and Virgin, as well as hundreds of health systems across the United States and the government of Aruba. That's an interesting thing to point out. That speaks to me of somebody who's writing their article based on centralized information, like information received from the AP. Common Pass app create the Common Pass app, that's what they've made. It's created by a group that allows users to upload medical data such as the COVID-19 test results or eventually a proof of vaccination by a hospital or medical professional generating a health certificate or pass in the form of a QR code that can be shown to authorities without revealing sensitive information. For travel, the app lists health pass requirements at the points of departure and arrival based on your itinerary. You can be, this is a quote, you can be tested every time you cross a border. You cannot be vaccinated every time you cross a border. Thomas Crampton, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer for the Commons Project. stressed the need for a simple, easy, transferable set of credentials or a yellow card referring to the paper document generally issued as proof of vaccination. And now another pop-up, just randomly. Oh, large tech firms are also getting in on the act. IBM developed its own app called Digital Health Pass, which allows companies and venues to customize indicators they would require for entry, including tests, temperature checks, and vaccination records. Credentials corresponding to those indicators are stored on a mobile wallet. In an effort to address one challenge around returning to normalcy after vaccines are distributed widely, developers may now have other challenges ranging from privacy issues to representing the varied effectiveness of different vaccines. Oh, my God. It's a game to these people. It's all a game. The article continues. But that's what we're looking at. I had to read that. I had to read some of it just because I had just seen it just before the show started. And I knew that this is where we were headed. So many people have talked about this for years. I said 2 years ago now that the vaccine issue was going to be the breaking point, that it was because it was obvious from what was happening across the nation. With the measles outbreaks 2017, 2018, in and around that area, it was obvious what was happening and what the push would be for and how we would get here. To anybody who was paying attention, to be sure. And this whole confusion, this paranoia, the fear, everything that's brought about by what's going on in relation to COVID and the tyranny that's popped up around it, has got everything in question. And there's a word that's left our vocabulary all of a sudden. I used it earlier, terrorism. It's gone out of our vocabulary all of a sudden. But now with Nashville happening, it's back. Or at least they're making it. I looked at this thing when I first saw it. And I saw it fairly early on Christmas morning. Got up and was sitting here watching family open presents and watching Wonder Woman 1984 on HBO Max there. And I saw the pictures, heard the initial claims of a bomb, and just saw just the very first pictures before any analysis, just the earliest pictures that were coming up. And I thought, this is made to look like a populated area that's been hit, but it's not. And it's like down the street. And then all of a sudden they started talking about it, and that was one of my first impressions. Like, okay, this thing stinks already. There's something weird about this. And then immediately they started talking about there being some kind of announcement made, supposedly coming from the trailer. I've heard it. I've since heard the announcement. It's a female voice saying that if you're in the vicinity, if you can hear this, that you need to get away, that there's a bomb about to go off. And that's weird. Because the first headline I saw was they use the word terrorism. This is an intentional terrorist act, is what they were saying. And then as the day goes on, more stuff starts appearing. Now, there's footage, and it's the weirdest footage. It's all infrared that I've seen so far. Only one piece of footage that isn't infrared footage that might be, or night camera footage ultimately, is nighttime black and white footage. There's only one piece of footage that I've seen so far that gives any kind of hint, possibly maybe, to question of whether it was the RV or whether the explosion came from somewhere else, and potentially a missile. They closed down airspace over Nashville, and that other footage, that black and white, that nighttime infrared footage, there's this short blip, a second or two at most of footage that shows something, some kind of cloud ejection or injection. It looks like it could be a missile trail. It could be a missile being launched from. Either way, it's definitely weird. And my initial impression of it, of them trying to make it look, of them purposely trying to make it look like it was a populated area, but that it wasn't really, that it was like down the street from what was really populated. Like that was purposely in this dead section. And there's this argument about them, about the political right possibly have been trying to blow up, or maybe the, I'm sorry, this is a confusion. So let me make sure to get this straight. Okay, it could be the political right trying to send a message to the political left over the elections, because supposedly the voting machines or the data from the voting machines was in this building that's right there. But this attack on the surface is nothing. I mean, it blew out some windows. And then you see the footage of the building. They claim it's an AT&T building and that there's an NSA farm there, server farm there. Dominion voting machines were supposedly being delivered there. And that maybe the left was actually the Clintons and the Obamas, the Clinton gangsters, were actually taking out their own collection of the servers or the data from the servers, whatever was supposed to be there, taking it out so that it doesn't expose their fraud. That's supposedly one of the arguments. But then they show the facade for this AT&T building, and it's nothing like the building that has been blown up, that they show is, it's not blown up, it's just damaged on the outside. If it is the same building, it's massively changed from that from the picture I saw to the picture of the destruction. I mean, massively changed. It's a completely different building. Like, is they closed off all the windows and put them in new places or something? It's just the weirdest thing. And the AT&T building has a brick facade all around it. You can't tell. You can't tell from a picture that's taken from across the street from who knows when, whether it's really a facade or if it's really brick. So if it's a facade of brick, an explosion could bring it down, and it would leave weird paneling, whatever was underneath the facade, whatever made up the wall itself before the facade was placed on it, could look funny. But there's no brick in the explosion of the out in front of the building that they say is this AT&T building. There's no brick on it. Where did all the brick go? So it was either a facade and it's all sort of melted off or blasted off in the explosion, and now this weird different metal plate facade is up there, but it's the same color. So it's like it was painted. The whole thing just stinks to high heaven to me. There's something going on. There's some political game going on here with this thing. I don't know. There's all kinds of things. Antennas on the roof, like in the EMP. There's talk of EMP. There's talk about communications having been down in that time. There's a suggestion that it was used as a distraction to kill or kill someone politically, or to erase data, compromise systems. There's so much speculation going around about the thing, and I just thought it was weird today to get up and see the person of interest, and the fact that yesterday they came out with this person's name, and then today they put the Q in the name, the middle initial Q. All of a sudden, everywhere I see the name, all of a sudden that Q is there, and that just it's like a glaring red siren. Just, it's blaring and it's glaring. I can see it and I can hear it. And it's flashing in front of my eyes. And I don't know what to think of it, so I'm not jumping to any conclusions. We'll be back here on Toward Anarchy.
Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planet. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
My mind is aglow with whirling, transient nodes of thoughts careening through a cosmic vapor of invention. Somebody say ditto, please. Please. interesting. Ken and I were talking during the break, and he just brought up how this connection, the Q thing, because he's working there in the studio doing things. And it doesn't necessarily always hear exactly what I'm saying, but he thought I said Q. And so he mentioned that these people, this group, this collective, this whatever Q is still a thing. There are people in positions of power who support it and have pledged to it and believe in it. And one of the things that Q has talked about, that they've talked about over the years, has been disclosure. And a lot of different things. Just disclosure about all the things that government has been involved in all the years. Not just disclosure about UFOs, aliens, and stuff like that. Although, I don't know if you've been paying attention to this. I don't know if you noticed this or not. Over the last few weeks, it started out with Israeli intelligence, I do believe, who came out and said that there are aliens, that we've been in contact with them, and that we're just hiding the information from the general population. And the story continues to go. In fact, I had to dump these because I had done this. I found myself getting caught, as I sometimes do, getting wrapped up in it. And so I just dump. I just get rid of it all. And I did that recently with a bunch of headlines that I had snapped screenshots of, but I don't know if there was any more. Yeah, here's one. Let's see. Senior government officials keep saying that UFOs and aliens are real. That was New York Magazine on Thursday that had that headline. Let's see if I caught any others. Let's see. RV that exploded in Nashville, broadcast warning. Yeah, that happened right after. Vaccine volatility. This strategist says 2021 will be the year of the V, and here's how to play it. Virus, vaccine, and volatility. You know that 2021, I believe, is that right? Boy, I hate to sound foolish, but I believe that's when events of V for Vendetta take place. Is that right? Is it 2021? The virus is released in the UK, and now all of a sudden we have the explosion of this new version of the virus that's out in the UK, and they're all worried about being locked down. Yeah, it's weird. I thought it was more than just coincidence. But I don't. When I see the Q in the middle of that name, it just says something to me. When I see the V repeatedly used in relation to this period of time and the fact that there's a virus and the fact that they're talking about vaccines. And you know that the story, you understand this, right? That the story in V for Vendetta isn't that the virus killed people, right? It's that the cure killed them. Israel's Netanyahu warns of new pandemic spreading with unknown virus, closes borders. Picture Mike Pence getting a fake vaccine. I don't even want to talk about that. I've seen all these pictures of these needles that are not needles that you use to give vaccines. And they still have the cap on them when they push them up against their arms. I'm not imagining this stuff. These things happen. Let's see. Starting to sound like a cult? No kidding. Posting a picture of yourself getting vaccinated is a public profession of your disciplineship. It's the baptism of this new religion, an outward display of inner change and commitment. That guy's psychotic. Here's the Pelosi one. Pelosi claims some in Congress say I'm faith-oriented, so I don't believe in science, and they sure getting the vaccine. This one does not appear. This one actually looks like it's real. And I purposely caught that one because I've seen all these fakes, deep fakes. It's so hard to tell anymore. I watched this thing the other day. It looked like a dragon attacking a football stadium. And by football, I mean soccer. Or was it even baseball? Yeah, maybe it was baseball. all I know is that they made it look like a dragon was attacking a stadium, and it looked so real on the screen. You can't tell that it's not real unless you know that dragons don't exist, except for the reactions of the people in the audience. Nobody's running to get away from the buildings collapsing around them or anything like that. All right, we get another half hour to go. We'll come back with some more right here on Toward Anarchy.
You You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Okay, WardAnarchy.com is the place to follow along as always. Looking for December 27th. Do me a favor, like, share, follow, subscribe. I tried to make the share thing as easy as possible for you on any of these show pages that I do. The show page for today, the specific December 27th page. There's always this row of links right up at the top and make it real easy to share across most of the major social media platforms, for sure, as well as your email and Twitter and a few things like that. So it's very, very easy to do. Just click those buttons. Take that second to share the information out there, because that's how people are getting it. It's you sharing it. So if you're not sharing it, then it's not getting out there. You understand that? You have to do it. It's all on you. It's up to you. Do you get what I'm saying? it's been an interesting week an interesting couple of weeks, especially with the election and everything that's gone on. And so I just want to get this straight. Where this is the point that we're at right now, right? And correct me if I'm wrong, but so the possibilities are martial law declared to protect the integrity of democracy and the voting process, or on January 21, the commies take over and surrender the U.S. to the Chinese. Is that right? Those are the options? You voters, I mean, you really know how to almost pick them. Almost. Just, oh, man. The whirling, the spinning, the trying to keep up with it all. I can only just imagine what it's like anymore to be a normal person in that sense of not plugged in. And mind you, I purposely make it a point to only stay like half plugged in, just sort of half the way there. Just enough of, you know, just enough of my toe in the water to tell whether or not it's safe to jump in. So I know before I dive in whether or not I'm in trouble. I'm not a water guy. I've almost drowned in my life. I'm paranoid of it. So I'm sticking my toe in the pool. I'm testing it out before I dive in. And so I'm only just exposed. I'm trying just to expose myself just a little bit, just enough that I can legitimately say that I have some clue about what is going on in the world and in politics in general. Everything's politics now. Everything is politicized. There is nothing that does not have a political bent to it anymore. You cannot turn on a TV, open a magazine, a newspaper, a book, radio, turn on a radio. There's nothing you can do that doesn't have some political motivation in it. Even this show is politically motivated. It's motivated to replace the existing political systems with your own responsibility for what you do and the things that you do in a voluntary society. But it's still a political message, as it were, because it's anti-political. So no matter what, you're trapped in the political message, and Americans are just so horribly divided right now. Nothing I've ever seen before in my life, and I'm almost 50, so I've seen an interesting period in my time. One, technology, of course, across the board. Everything that we understand about today and everything that we function on today has in terms of technology and in our understanding of our universe and our world comes from things that have come about in my time or deeper analysis of things that came before now afforded by the use of technology and the different tools that have been developed in my time and have come out. And so I've really grown up with it. I really find myself, my generation, in a very interesting place. I don't know if I've ever talked about this before. The Gen X generation, we're in a weird place, because the people before us didn't grow up with the technology. They've had to adopt it. I grew up with the technology, but still had to adopt it, still had to learn how to use it and how to program it. I didn't study Spanish or Japanese or something like that in terms of languages. Instead, I studied computers and I studied their language. And I think that a lot of people in my generation have. They didn't have a lot of choice. But now we're on the other side of that now. And this is a problem with tyranny and using technology and it's being in control of the technology. It can use it to alter perceptions as well as alter reality now at this point. Particularly when the people who are growing up now are so immersed in it that they're just immersed in it as tools. It's like generations of people who to this day still can't work on their own car. They can't change a tire or, you know, change the spark plugs. Just some of the simple little things that you should be able to do on basically any car. Just imagine that. Now apply that same thought about how many people you've met in your lifetime, how many women, children, other men that you've met that don't work on their own vehicles, that don't know how, have no concept of it. Multiply that by millions, because many more people have more computers and technology use throughout their life and influence throughout their life than the car does. As big an influence as the car is, that tells you something about the technology and how pervasive it is and surrounding us. And so there, the people coming up today aren't learning how to control that technology. They're not learning how to make that technology work for them because all the tools don't already exist. You know, when I first started building web pages, most people didn't know what a website was. They'd never heard of one before. If they'd heard of anything, they might have heard of AOL. They might have heard of Comcast. Was it Comcast? Might have heard of, a couple of others. I'm trying to think of one of the – CompuServe, that's what I was trying to think of. You know, a few things like that they may have heard of, but they didn't know what the internet was, what the World Wide Web was, until they broke out of that some number of years later. 98, maybe, by then, people really figured it out, and there was no – America Online was going away. CompuServe was probably dead by then. So we have this – the Gen Xers, I myself, maintain a weird position in reality when it comes to technology and the use of technology and the understanding of it and how we go forward. I think we have a better grasp of it than most who are coming up, and certainly before us, most of the people before us, certainly if they weren't creating it, they didn't know it, and had to come along and adopt it later in their lives. And so I think that those people are more likely to be controlled by it. They're probably not likely to do what I've done, or what the network done, Republic Broadcasting Network has done, where we've gone and we've carved out our own little niche out of the internet. We've done everything that we can to grab, you know, a couple of keywords, a couple of ideas, and just run with them and try to – it literally is. It's just carving at that. In this ridiculous space filled with millions and billions of people and ideas just flitting back and forth – our information, if you could weigh it, would far surpass our physical creations. If you could actually weigh how much information we've exchanged and how much information exists, it would physically outweigh our creations, our real world creations. And of course, our real world creations just outweighed us. That's something that just happened here. We've actually now made more total weight in things than there are people and their total weight on the planet. The interesting little thing. I didn't read too much about it. Just saw the headline and was glancing at it. Is just one more thing that could potentially be talked about. One more idea to cloud up the mind with. And there are so many. What's the next one? Grab it out of thin air and run with it. That's all you can do at this point. You try to keep yourself a little bit sane. Have some places. This is something that Sherry and I were talking about last week on the show, and it's a theme that's been running through my mind and has come up a bit here. more and more as I'm involved with real people. I'd shut myself off from real people for a long time, backed away. But I put myself back out there again, and I'm around people and having real conversations again. And just one more aspect of the whole mental health crisis that already exists in America and around the world for any number of reasons, be it the food, the drugs, the programming, but now that exists through the fear that's been created through the COVID, this weird tool used like no other tool has ever been used before so successfully. And it has so much to do with an understanding of the technology and understanding how people can control and manipulate things and particularly information, because I spent that in that time growing up, learning to use the computers, learning to use the technology and investigating the internet. I've seen it all. I've seen it all. I'm not even playing with you. If you're thinking of it, yes, I just saw that. I've seen that. Yes, that too. Uh-huh. Yeah, and that too. All across the internet, all through the years. And it's about that information and the ability to absorb it, understand it, keep what's important and move on. Get rid of the rest, anything that's just excess baggage. And we have a serious problem with that going forward, because now it's not just a matter of the individual making a concerted effort to try to figure out what's right, to try to figure out what's correct, to try to get into the information and disseminate from what is available what is the truth? What is important? That's so much more complicated now by having reached this point. We've been at it for a long time. It's something that for years and years doing this show, the previous iteration of this show back on Republic Broadcasting Network years ago, something that I talked about and I would even focus on. I would try to capture it. And I even talked about this before they did it in TED Talks, before it was a big thing, talked about how they were manipulating search data and how they were manipulating the information that you could find, because I grew up with it. I watched it changed from being I watched the internet changed from being a place where you went out and found it. Well, it's an interesting thing. Okay. It initially started where you were stuck in a little box, like an AOL online, something like that. But that was a very short period of time before people realized that they could, it's like a 3-year, 4-year period where people realized that they could break out of that and go find other stuff. And so for that short period, it was really compartmentalized. But that's just, let's call that the introduction. That's opening the door. You know, that's dipping the foot, dipping the toe in the pool before you dive in. After that, it expanded, exploded. You just had to know what you wanted to find. MySpace. You had to know what you wanted to find out there, and to do it and to find it, that's what you did. You went out and you looked for it. Now all the information is again recompartmentalized. I talked about this before, where it's all shrunken back down into small little groups instead of everybody enjoying the renaissance of information and free flow of communication out there on the internet. Everybody has run off to their own little holes, their own little sects, and try to lock themselves down, lock other people out to keep them from interfering in their in I don't know, whatever their vision of their world is. And that information control has become easier and easier to manipulate as that has occurred. It's so much easier because for the most part, most people, and I'm even guilty of this myself, even though I go out and search, but I still purposely have information fed to me. by computers and by design, where I go out and I choose the information that I want to come to me, as well as I allow computers to develop algorithms to think that it knows me and choose the stories and things for me. And it actually does really actually pretty well. If you watch me, listen to me, read my the headlines, if unless I'm skipping over them, every other one is about, you know, Wonder Woman 1984 or comic books or something like that. So just because I leave those out doesn't mean that it's ignoring them and just trying to feed me just the crazy information that I share with you, the scary headlines that they want you to be feared of. It's so much fear and that in and of itself is a weird thing, because it's we gotta go into commercial and it's gonna ruin my thought. I'll come back. I'll try to remember exactly what it is that I'm going to say to you, and we'll wrap up the show here on Toward Anarchy.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number 2.
Who is number 1?
You are number 6.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Is Sydney get across to you are all around you. And it's not so blatant. It's not so black and white as the movies might have you believe. You know, They Live is a perfect example. You remember the scene where Nada first puts on the glasses and wanders out onto the street, and he starts seeing the signs, naked woman, almost naked woman on a beach, sunning, need to go on vacation. And then he puts the glasses on, the Hoffman lenses, and he sees that it actually says marry and reproduce in black and white. And then he's walking further down the street, and this is before he sees any of the aliens, the interdimensional beings that they are. They're not aliens. He's walking past the newsstand, and there's all the magazines and the books and the packs of cigarettes and even the money, the money that they're holding in their hand is in black and white when he's wearing the Hoffman lenses. And it says, this is your master on it. And as he's scanning past the shelves with all the magazines on there, the books read, cooperate, obey authority, doubt humanity, no ideas, consume, don't think, honor apathy, marry and reproduce, watch TV. And it's all in black and white when you have the Hoffman lenses on. And that's the analogy, right? Is when you're awake, you actually see things for what they are, and it's even painful that you see them. He experiences pain, and it hurts his brain, and he doesn't know what to think about it, and he has to take the glasses off and take a break from it all for a while. This is all, if you haven't noticed, those are all themes that run through my reality, that run through this show, that run through the network and all of the voices. But before I went into the break, I was talking about this information control, and I caution you to assume that all the information is bogus. And that was really what I wanted my point to be as I started to go into the break, where I would have gone with it, is that I just want you to take all the input that you can or that you need to have an understanding of something, and don't assume that it is useless because of the place that you see it. If it's a CNN article or something like that, don't assume that it's useless, because even the information that's bogus is telling you something. It should be telling you something about the reality of the situation. Even the bogus bad information should give you some hint at the good information. It's some hint at why they're covering up the good information, why they want you to see their point of view versus another point of view. It's seeing the enemy from the inside, I guess. Next week on the show, we'll get right back on track. We will not miss anything at all. We'll start the year off with Craig Hargis talking about Christian anarchy. Thank you all for tuning in. You take care.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.